Jackass star Bam Margera turns himself into police after allegedly attacking brother, threatening family. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 27, 2023. MTV's Jackass star Bam Margera, whose real name is Brandon Margera, has turned himself into authorities in Chester County, Pennsylvania. After a warrant was issued for his arrest earlier this week in the wake of him allegedly attacking his brother and threatening other members of his family. Bam Margera turned himself in this morning at Pennsylvania State Police, Avondale, Pennsylvania State Trooper James Grothe tweeted on Thursday. He was fingerprinted and photographed before being arraigned at District Court March 15, 2004, where his bail was set at $50,000 unsecured, Grothe added. The preliminary hearing is set for May 25 at the Chester County Court of Common Pleas. Margera took to Instagram to update his followers on his visit to the courthouse on Thursday. "I just got out of the courthouse with my lawyers. Everything went great and the false accusations of what my brother says are not true and he will be sued for defamation as well as being evicted from Castle Bam sooner than later. The reason this happened is because I read his phone saying he wants me back in California and he wants to find a way to 302 me. Fuck him," Margera wrote on his post. On Monday, a warrant was issued for Margera's arrest after he allegedly physically attacked his brother, Jesse Margera, and threatened to kill his family before fleeing into the woods. Since then, Pennsylvania State Police have been looking for the Viva La Bam star, who was not seen again until Thursday morning, when he turned himself in. The 43-year-old reality TV star is now reportedly being charged with 4 counts of terroristic threats with intent to terrorize another, 1 count of simple assault, and another count of harassment while subjecting another to physical contact, all of which are misdemeanors. On Tuesday, Margera's mother, April Margera, told Fox News that she and the rest of his family are not angry with him, and that they just want him to get treatment. "We all love him so much, and we just want to help him, and we are not against him," she said. "We just want to try to get him help." Margera has been going through a lot of issues lately. He was arrested in California twice last month, once for domestic violence after a woman told police he kicked her, and a second time for public intoxication, after he made a scene at a restaurant where his estranged wife and son were eating. Watch below. Margera's co-stars have also expressed concern over his well-being. In October, Jackass star Johnny Knoxville told Variety that he, along with Jackass director Jeff Tremaine and Jackass co-star Steve-O, had a face-to-face meeting with Bam and his wife, trying to figure out how to get him help. "I just want him to get well for himself and his family," Knoxville said. "I love the guy, and I want him to get well and stay well." In February, Steve-O revealed in a since-deleted comment on Margera's Instagram account that he has been bracing for the news of his death, adding, "You're dying, brother. I've tried everything I can, but I can't force you to get honest and do the work of recovery," Steve-O wrote. "I wish you could know how much I've hated feeling braced for news of your death, but you're making it clear that I have no other choice. You're dying, brother, and it sucks that I can't do anything to save you," he added. In January, Margera disclosed that he was pronounced dead on December 8, 2022, after suffering multiple seizures and a blood infection in the hospital. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.